America First, Eurocrats lament juggernaut Trump rolled Brussels in disaster trade deal. By Kurt Zindelka on July 27, 2025. In the hours following the Sunday announcement of the landmark trade deal agreed to by the United States and the European Union, a stinging reality began to sink in across the old continent. Brussels blinked, and the EU leadership had been utterly routed by President Donald Trump and his White House. Threats of counter-tariffs and trade bazookas ultimately came to naught on Sunday as a noticeably dispirited EU chief Ursula von der Leyen sat beside President Trump at his Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland to announce the agreement, which saw Europe commit to purchasing $750 billion in American energy, invest a further $600 billion in US-based businesses, and spend hundreds of billions of dollars on military equipment. Although the bloc avoided the threatened 30% tariffs floated by President Trump, in backing down, the EU will still face a baseline tariff of 15%, including on automobiles, and a 50% duty on steel and aluminum. While von der Leyen attempted to cast agreement as a good deal, it quickly became apparent that the EU had crumbled in the face of Trump's hardline tactics and that the US had come out on top of the negotiations, which, to add insult to injury, had been concluded in Brexit Britain at Trump's own Turnberry golf course. In an apparent recognition of the lack of concessions gained by her side in the months of talks, the EU chief said, "The starting point was an imbalance, a surplus on our side and a deficit on the US side, and we wanted to rebalance the trade relation. And we wanted to do it in a way that trade goes on between the two of us across the Atlantic, because the two biggest economies should have a good trade flow between us." Others were much less flattering about the outcome for Europe. The EU Parliament's former Brexit coordinator and ex-Belgian Prime Minister Guy Verhofstadt raged that the EU-US deal is scandalous. A disaster, with not one concession from the American side, badly negotiated. According to the globalist Financial Times newspaper, one European ambassador is reported to have said that Brussels was rolled over by the Trump juggernaut. The agreement was also criticized by the former French finance minister and ex-EU commissioner for the internal market, Thierry Breton, who said per Le Figaro, "I don't know if you can call it a deal." Breton said that the deal demonstrated that the desire of the President of the United States to impose on the whole world his vision on international trade, now mainly directed in the interest of the United States. Meanwhile, in Germany, Dirk Jandera, the head of the Foreign Trade Association, described the deal as a painful compromise and stated that the markup poses an existential threat to many of our dealers. The German paper of record, Die Welt, noted that between 2000 and 2024, the average tariff rate on EU goods entering the US stood at around 2%. While the bloc avoided a 30% rate, the increase to a 15% baseline will be significant. However, Berlin was one of the chief advocates for coming to a deal with Trump rather than taking retaliatory measures, in a demonstration of the weakness of the once stalwart German economy, which has struggled with increased competition from cheap Chinese electric vehicles, the loss of cheap Russian energy, and the failure of the green agenda to power its industrial base. While Germany will likely benefit from the increased purchases of American energy, the 15% rate imposed on automobiles, compared to the 2.5% rate under the Biden administration, will likely still sting the struggling economic engine of the EU. Other European nations, such as Ireland, reportedly also pressured Brussels to make a deal with Trump, fearing targeted tariffs on industries like the whiskey business. One European diplomat reportedly said, "Trump worked out exactly where our pain threshold is." Defense also loomed large over the talks, reflective of Trump's distinctive approach of linking the protection America provides to its allies to economic matters. European officials were reportedly concerned that if they pushed too hard on trade, the Trump administration would look to withdraw American troops from Europe or cut arms supplies to Ukraine. While figures like French President Macron have boasted about a return of European arms manufacturing, the purported hundreds of billions earmarked by the EU to purchase US-made weapons and military equipment belies the fact that such supply chains will likely take years, if not decades, to build up in Europe, and therefore the bloc has little leverage if its chief protector demands economic concessions in exchange for ensuring their defense. Remarking on the mood in Europe after the announced deal, US Vice President J.D. Vance quipped, The entire European press is singing the president's praises right now. Amazed at the deal he negotiated on behalf of Americans. Tomorrow the American media will undoubtedly run headlines like Donald Trump only got 99.9% of what he asked for. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to ksindulka@breitbart.com.